telling
we
you?
We just ate them raw, roasted them. You could roast them, and they were so good, so delicious. They were a food staple. They were faithful every year. I think lots of people were saved by eating those chestnuts because they had so many good vitamins in them, and there just wasn't anything any better. So it was a terrible loss, and we knew it. That was a great loss, great economic loss to us. And that foodstuff was the main thing. And we'd roast them and boil them and eat them raw.
Two various things that they cooked for the, for one thing, because they had a good taste, and they put a good taste in a lot of the vegetables and fruits that they would fix. Always gave them something to chew on. Put them in with turnips and that sort of thing that they cooked and enhanced the taste of the...
Well, when I was small, we had chestnut trees. We grew up on quite a number of acres of land, probably 15 acres. There were chestnut trees close by our house. Of course, we always gathered them as soon as they were ready to be gathered and mature enough. And we had more fun. We would roast some of them in the fireplace under the ashes. We'd let the hot coals drop down on them. They tasted delicious. Then my mother would boil big pots of them and keep them sitting around for us that we could eat on them any time. This is cough syrup my mother made, and the recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. And she used this, and I have made this myself. 1 cup of sage, 1/2 gallon of water, 2 cups of lemon juice, 1 quart of honey or brown sugar. I prefer the honey. 1 gallon of chestnut leaves, 1 gallon of mullein leaves, 1/2 pint of bourbon or moonshine. Boil sage, chestnut, and mullein leaves in water until the sap is boiled out. Strain. Add lemon juice and honey or sugar. Boil again and add the bourbon. Just add enough to taste. That keeps it from souring. The recipes of Anita Banks have been passed down for generations in her family. These recipes came from her daughter, Elsie Banks Boggs, who lives on Little Cane Creek near Whitesburg.
Somehow or other, we got a hold of some chestnuts, and they were probably Chinese chestnuts. I don't know what they were, this was going to be a big deal. Thanksgiving was always a big deal at our house, and this is where I was introducing Emily to the family before we had married. It was a big deal. And I mean, just the Thanksgiving was always a big deal. But one special thing about it, we had some chestnuts. Now, chestnuts, you bake them in the oven, I think on a greased cookie sheet or something like that. And you, apparently you have to get the shell off when they're still hot, and you burn your fingers, and it's a real tough job winning the nuts out of the chestnuts. Now, this is thinking back 50 years or more. It was a big deal, and everybody was in great anticipation of the chestnut dressing we were going to have in the turkey and so on and so forth. And everybody was coming, and how great it was and everything. And when the dishes were going back, we were getting ready for dessert, we heard from the kitchen my mother saying, "Who didn't eat their chestnut dressing?" And it was Emily. She didn't like it.
Disgrace.
Anyway, it almost made it impossible for me to marry Emily, but I think we survived it. But anyway, it was a real embarrassment for poor Emily.
We usually found them out in the woods. We'd have to go up the hills and get them, bring them home and crack the hull. It was stickers on it. It hurts, you know. We couldn't hardly handle them. Get that off, and then just lay them in a pan and roast them easy. I don't remember how long we did roast them, but when the inside got heated through, we eat them, and they were good.